I'm Laura Winters.
We're working side by side to combat arms trafficking, to combat tackle organized crime, and to address the opioid epidemic, and including fentanyl, which when we talk privately, I want to tell you about my great conversation with Xi Jinping on that issue.
As illegal aliens continue to walk right into our country from Mexico, President Biden sitting down with the president of that country for a one-on-one meeting. USA's John Schaefer now with details.
President Biden sat down with the president of Mexico Friday during a bilateral meeting in San Francisco.
Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together, as we've been doing.
Biden said the two nations are collaborating to tackle long-standing migration issues and combat the trafficking of fentanyl.
Now, as for the potentially deadly fentanyl pouring in over the southern border, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says China reportedly has agreed to a crackdown. Here's Blinken.
Not only did they publish a notice to all of their companies that this is forbidden, they've actually taken concrete action to take down companies that were engaged in this practice. This is going to have a clear and positive impact on communities across our country.
Blinken there in an interview with ABC News. He also discussed the Israeli hostages being held by Hamas terrorists.
All I can tell you is we're focused on this intensely. Look, I'm hopeful that we can bring people home.
The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, have recovered the bodies of two female Israeli hostages in buildings near Al-Shifa Hospital, which has been used as a command center. The Israeli military finding weapons and ammunition stashed throughout the hospital and behind an MRI machine. It's believed more than 200 Israelis still being held. They were kidnapped back on October 7th as Hamas slaughtered 1,200 Jews at a festival and multiple kibbutzes. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There is word from the Carter Center that former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, now 96 years old, is receiving hospice care at home. Family members say she and former President Jimmy Carter, who is 99, are spending time with each other. Rosalynn Carter diagnosed with dementia back in May. They are the longest married couple in U.S. presidential history. They celebrated their 77th wedding anniversary back on July 7th. In other news, we are taking a closer look at the massive uptick in crime across our country. This Saturday morning, Crime Stoppers in Detroit now offering a $15,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the murder of Detroit synagogue president Samantha Wall.
What an incredible, wonderful person she was.
The 40-year-old woman found dead outside her home in Detroit back on October 21st, hours after attending a wedding. Detectives believe the murder happened inside her house and that she stumbled outside where she collapsed. A suspect had been picked up in Kalamazoo, but he has been released.
He brought in someone, but we do want justice. We don't want them to arrest someone who didn't do it. So, you know, there's something about our justice system that it's thorough, and so is it ups and downs, and it's frustrating, but I'm glad they're being careful and they're doing what they can do.
A local rabbi there speaking with Fox 17, and this neighbor telling the TV station,
everybody wants this to be resolved as soon as possible.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.